anchor it?
We're going to begin worship this evening. Our last regular worship service for the spring. There will be a limited worship schedule that will come out for the summer, possibly every other week, but we're avoiding camp weeks and other weeks where we have previously scheduled activities. So we'll get that out. Look for that, but this will be at least the last worship service until after the first week of June. Let's begin. I want to thank you, Jesus, if you'll stand with me if you're able. Thank and praise our Lord and to claim that He reigns forever.
Forever.
You have a great and wonderful God who is worthy of all that we can give Him tonight. You are my strength when I am weak. well-being. You deserve so much of our, so much more than we offer you. You deserve it all. You deserve all our praise, all our worship. We often let so many other things take away from you, whether it's busyness or things of this world. And even though we strive to push those away, they seem to always creep back in our lives. Sometimes some stronger than others. But tonight, let this be a time of total worship to you, total praise to you. That the words that we speak from our mouth bring glory to you and to your kingdom. Because you are our Savior. You're our God.
Amen. I was listening to the New Delirious CD today, and there was a song in there where they kept singing, "Every soul needs a Savior." And that is so true. Every soul does need a Savior. But not only does every soul need a Savior, every soul needs the Savior. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by Him. Those are His words.
be there. Our speaker this evening is Jade Williams.
That we can be together, and I pray that the message you gave me to tell will allow people to understand that they are never alone. I pray that hearts and minds are changed, and we are given a better understanding of the way that you want us to live our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. Oh, I just got really nervous. Okay, is it hot in here? I'm sweating. Okay. All right. A little while ago, I planned a lock-in, and the lock-in was the same weekend as BCYS. So 2 days before the lock-in, the people I had as supervisors couldn't make it anymore. So I was like, crap. As someone who doesn't give up easily, I tried and tried, even on the afternoon of the lock-in, to find a supervisor, or two supervisors. They found me. Anyway, so I called about like 20 different people and to find out if they could make it, of course. And they all said the same thing. I would love to, but I can't because I have other plans. So, but I got really happy when I found two people who could do it. And problem was, one of them said, you know, maybe we should postpone it when we have other churches together and we can all just, you know, have a good time. Because, I don't know, it was kind of an unexpected. And so I finally gave up, and I was like, I don't know, I guess I just knew what God wanted me to do. So I finally prayed and said, okay, God, I'll go to BCYS. That weekend ended up being really, really great, and it was an awesome experience, and I had an amazing time. I still remember the car ride home with Morgan and Nikki, and we were all laughing, saying, yeah, we were going to go to the lock-in. So, the reason why I told you the story is because my sermon is about letting God take the wheel and crying out to Him and allowing Him to steer your life. Have you ever tried so hard to make something happen, but it's never worked? I have. And you wonder why things aren't happening the way you want them to? Well, yeah, I have about a million times. It's because God wants you to know that if you believe in Him and have patience, it will eventually be okay. I've come to realize that when you let things go and hand them over to God, He works them out for you. Allow me to tell you another story. Not about me this time. Hold up, that was quite exciting. But about a man named Jonah. So, Jonah flees from the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh, maybe? Nineveh? Okay, and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed to Tarshish. What? Okay. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed to Fort Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Is this mic even on? No, it's not. Okay. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish. Then the sailors said to each other, Come, let us cast lots, find out who is responsible for this calamity. They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you? He answered, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. This terrified the sailors, and they asked, What have you done? They knew that he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us? And Jonah replied, Pick me up and throw me into the sea, and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried to the Lord, O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, O Lord, have done as you please. Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. This story relates to my sermon because when Jonah was afraid of God, he tried to take things into his own hands and run away. He thought that everything would be okay. But once things didn't get better and instead worse, he knew what he had to do. He sought the Lord and listened to God and followed his instructions. The story continues where Jonah is praying inside the big fish. Jonah's prayer. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the sea, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me, the deep surrounded me, seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your temple. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs, but I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. That is from the book of Jonah, chapters 1 and 2. So, all God really wants from us is to believe in Him, to love Him, and to follow Him. Do you believe in Him? Yeah? Do you love Him? Are you following Him? But God wants to lead us, but how do we let Him if we think our own path is better? Have you ever just, once again to the beginning of my sermon, have you ever just tried so hard for something to happen and it just didn't want to work out the way you really wanted it to? Yes, Jesse? Yeah? Okay. Well, the thing is, God has a plan for everyone, and God wants you to be able to ask Him for help, because that's what He's there for. He's here to help you and to love you, and all He wants to return is your love, and for you to tell other people about Him. So, pretty much, it's extremely comforting to know that you don't have to worry about anything anymore, or about your troubles anymore. And you can just let God take care of you. I mean, it may still not be easy in the end, but it feels a whole lot better when you know that someone's behind you, helping you, and you actually know where you're going to go. So, as soon as God is in control, things turn out to be okay. And all you have to do is pray to Him and ask Him to control your life, to show you the way, and to lead you in the right direction. There is hope for the hopeless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. All you have to do is cry out. and allow Him to take the wheel. He won't steer you in the wrong direction. Only you can without Him. So remember that everything happens for a reason, and when things don't go your way, consider letting God be in control. Besides, that's how it's supposed to be. Oh yeah, one more thing. We're going to do something that has nothing to do with what I just said. Okay? Hey, Susan, can you go to the back of the sanctuary, please? Just stand there. We just want you to stand there for like an hour and see if you can do it. And you have to hold your breath, too. Nothing. Okay, youth, please join her. What we really want you to do is stand in the middle. That would be cool. Right there. Yes. And adults, once the youth have made their circle, you may surround their circle. Like, now would be a good time. Okay, can everybody still hear me? Is everyone listening?
No.
Say, I love God if you're listening. All right. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go around in the youth circle, and we're going to say our own prayer. And once all the youth, or whoever wants to pray in the youth, have said their prayer, anybody else in the congregation can say what they want to say, too. Don't start yet.
whether Jade realized it or not, that was about what you spoke about, letting God lead you. And it's hard. It's hard just to trust. Thank you. Do we have any prayer requests? In addition, yes. Barbara Nichols. That's wonderful. Nikki. Anne, did you have one? Are there any others? Jennifer? There others? Melanie? Jennifer.
Are there others?
Susan, I've got a couple of praises. One, it's kind of deja vu, really, but I may have said this before, but I just praise God for Melanie. Yes. And just, you know, we just need more of that attitude. Well, not attitude, it's not really attitude, it's new birth, you know, but we need more of that. But the other is that a friend of mine, his son, that had the accident, looks like they're going to be able to save his foot, which is a huge deal. His life may not change as much as he thought it was going to, but that's a prayer for you, you know. Heard a preacher say the other day that prayer is not enough. I won't tell you who, you can ask me later, but he said prayer is not really enough. That's not, and it is absolutely the thing. It's really the only thing, you know. Anyway.
I have three. Yaroslav's mom is flying, I guess, right now. And we go to meet her in Atlanta tomorrow, just to pray. She'll have to change the flight in New York, and she speaks no English. So it's going to be tough on her. I know. She's already nervous and scared and for us to drive safely back and forth. And also, prayer request. The praise band is trying to do a recording. The first one, simple one, a few songs. And we just wanted to ask to pray for us. So this would be for the glory of God and go smoothly and with all the schedules. And the third one is for the camps. I guess we're not going to have another chance to pray together. So that God would keep us as safe and that we would have a good time with Him. Yeah.
Michael? Skyler? Nikki. Ellen. Bob, what's his last name? Morgan. Any others? Bethany. May not have heard of a kid got hurt and busted his head on the playground at Rock Springs. Dylan. Nikki. We're going to an abbreviated schedule for the summer. That will be announced soon. All right. If there are no other prayer requests, let us pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you so much
We thank you for the people that are here together to worship you, and we thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And there are so many that are in need of prayer, need of help. I ask that you be with Rose Tidwell, Barbara Nichols, Austin Puckett, the family of Ray Howe, Patsy Mann, Casey Skinner and her family, Karen and Ralph Hoffer, Brittany's father, Margaret Mann, Brandon, Miroslav's mother, Melanie, Rob Spickard, Tommy MacArthur, and then all those that are suffering, that need to know you, need to know that you love them and that you care for them. And for those that are sitting or being sent with that message. Our Vacation Bible School here in this church, our Presbyterian denominational camps, our mission trip, the praise band, and any unmentioned prayer request. And also those that are taking exams and graduating this year, and those that find home in school and are injured at play. That you may, we offer these prayer requests to you. Let your will be done. Amen. Grace flows down.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing, sing, sing. I'm going to shout, shout, shout. I'm going to sing. I'm going to shout and praise the Lord. When those gates are open wide, I will stand by Jesus' side. I'm going to sing. I'm going to shout and praise the Lord.
All right. On the count of three. One, two, three. I'm going to sing, sing, sing. I'm going to shout.
Most of you are dismissed, but guess who I need to see? Yeah, I have to do it at least one more time. Come on.
Come on. Cookie, I'll be here in a minute. But next week. Is he trying to get that? Trying to sit down. Yeah. Oh, you're not here. Okay. We won't be at this point. No, because we'll be in the studio, right? No, no, that's June. No, just saying. I need to wait.